Hi, this is a dictation for Samantha Reading. SamanthaReading. Samantha Reading is a victim of an automobile accident on 2/27/2022. And she was involved in an accident that occurred in Tennessee on I-75. Where she was driving and was rear-ended at a high speed. It apparently appears that one car was flying after hitting some other car, and it landed up and hit their car on the right rear end. And the impact caused the patient to have headaches located in the vertex, along with sensitivity to the noise and dizziness, ringing in the ear. Started with no other symptoms except pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to both arms, both legs, was reported. No pain in the hip, knee joint or ankle joint was reported. No pain in the elbows or hands. Only the thumb and the index finger were reported to be numb. The shoulder joints were obviously hurt, both sides at 6 or 7, and difficulty in lifting beyond 90 degrees. Today, she is here on 8/9/2022 for a follow-up evaluation. She reported that there is an allergic reaction in her eye, for which she wants to go to an eye doctor. She never had any high blood pressure problems. Her pains are continuing same as before in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 7. The shoulder pain, both sides, bilaterally, is also 7. And radiation to the both arms and both legs is the same as before, involving thumb and the index finger. And she now reports severe pain in the left knee to the tune of 7. It wasn't bothering her before, but she does recall hitting the knee into the dashboard. She reports the pain around the knee cap area. Pain level varies from 6 to 7, and the ADLs are reported affected around 6. 20% pains are reported relieved. ADLs are not gravely affected as such individually reported. In the system review, patient has moderate headaches with difficulty sleeping. She denies any vision disturbances, except that there is a red spot in her cornea and conjunctiva, and no history of dizziness, vertigo, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has shoulder stiffness and neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, along with pain in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. Slight pain in the left knee is reported. Other than that, there is no major difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. Incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 131 over 89. Pulse is 87. Pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the physical examination from the previous visit of 8-1-2022. The tissue number is 0803-038. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal and extremities examination only. In the examination of the left knee, please mention that there is no swelling and there is a peripatellar tenderness. The no scars or erythema is observed. And the knee does not feel very warm or cold. No crepitous grinding noise is heard on moving the knee. Range of motion is normal, flexion at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments, medial and lateral collateral ligaments appear to be lax, but non-tender. Motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray signs, Steinman are negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. So diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is being referred to advanced ophthalmology for checking her eye to make sure that there is no damage or any relationship to trauma or the car accident. She is going to make an urgent appointment today. Number two, she will continue all the medication and the physical therapy as discussed before. Meds were reviewed, the labs were reviewed, and the patient is in compliance. The patient has had MRI done. MRI of the cervical spine was done, and it shows multi-level degenerative disc changes, including the loss of disc height. And associated changes in the adjacent vertebral body. Cervical spinal cord is within normal limits. Cervical extraspinal soft tissue shows a prominent soft tissue fluid signal and enhancement in the prevertebral space extending C1 to C6, measuring 0.9 centimeters. And chronic degenerative changes are noticed. On C3, C4, there is a moderate right and mild left neural foramen stenosis due to uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. At C4 and C5, there is a mild spinal canal stenosis, severe left neural foramen stenosis due to disc herniation and uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. C5, 6, there is a mild spinal canal stenosis and mild right and left moderate left neural foramen stenosis due to disc osteophyte complex. And T6, 7, moderate right neural foramen stenosis due to uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. A CT scan of the cervical spine was also done at the emergency visit at DLC hospital. And the report was that there was a fluid in the prevertebral space. MR differential includes traumatic etiology. It will be related to trauma or infection. And that's why the MRI was advised. The chest x-ray was completely normal. And And so we'll continue an observation. Patient is going to continue our physical therapy, and we'll go from there. Medications are already provided to her. Thank you. Naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, Voltaren Gel, and Tylenol with codeine. Thank you.